Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Todd Furman joins us from Las Vegas, where they've had more snow than us this year, I think. Todd, what's up, man?
Yeah, we're expecting a little more accumulation tonight, depending on where you live in the valley. Upwards of 3 inches. It could incapacitate all of Las Vegas for upwards of a week with the two snow plows that they have readily available to try and do some removal out
here. Well, I mean, what percentage of Vegas population just wakes up, sees all the white stuff on the ground, and just thinks it's a recreational drug?
There's a good chance. The problem is they're not able to sell it for the same retail value to tourists that are coming in here to try and partake in some of the nighttime activities. But I will say, I mean, this could potentially be one of the largest snowfalls here in Nevada since 2008. And last time that happened, it was about a half inch that stuck to the ground. I kid you not, you could have rolled bowling balls down the streets because people were so panicked about driving it.
That's outstanding. Casinos will still do business, though, right? I mean, you're not giving that up.
No, casinos don't stop, and it's a nice thing for the tourists. Is thankfully, they don't have to leave the casino. They don't have to walk outside, see the snow, and if anything, folks will leave here with a lasting memory, because it's not all the time you get to see snowfall over the Bellagio Fountain.
Hey, where does Vegas have Tennessee at this point? Somewhere around 5 or 6?
It all depends on who you talk to. Some guys have them just inside their top 5. Others, like myself, have them between 5 and 10. When you look at their odds to win the national championship, they're slotted at 12-1. Which puts them behind the Virginias and Gonzagas of the world, but kind of ahead of that second tier. I think the big question that all of us have with Tennessee, as I'm sure Vols fans do as well, what has this team really done during that win streak before they finally ran into a team that could match them up physically, especially on the interior against Kentucky? We're going to learn a lot more about them over the second half of this schedule, and I think you have to wonder about the caliber of play that they're encountering on a nightly basis in the SEC.
What do you think about Duke UNC tonight, Todd?
Interesting game. When you look at the number here, Duke, a 9.5-point favorite is where it opened. You've seen a little bit of appetite from the professionals that have taken that number down. One of the larger totals you'll see in a marquee matchup like this in the mid-160s. I'm not buying into UNC the same way others have, but Duke, for me, has become one of the more difficult teams to handicap, especially to lay points, because they're starting to find a little bit of a stroke from the outside. And if this team can make their shots from the perimeter, there's nobody in the country that can beat them, because it opens things up for Zion. But the idea against North Carolina that has the length and the size to match up with Duke's big, if those shots aren't falling, they'll have no prayer winning this game by double digits.
We were having this discussion earlier, the greatest rivalry in college sports, because we were talking about Duke, North Carolina. Then the discussion kind of stretched into the greatest rivalry in all the sports. Let me ask you this. What rivalry game or games typically bring the most money through Vegas, whether it would be a Yankees-Red Sox game, Auburn-Alabama, whatever it might be?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of throw baseball out of that equation. NFL games, you get so much noise in the numbers because you're going to get tremendous handle there. The biggest game that's going to move the needle from a Vegas standpoint will be Ohio State-Michigan, just by virtue of their fan bases. And you have prominent alums that are going to come out to Vegas on a regular basis looking to try and get out of some of those cold weather climates to plunk down cash. Alabama-Auburn doesn't quite move the needle the same way out here in the desert as Ohio State would. But, of all those games as well, when you throw in the factor of California proximity, if you could get Notre Dame and USC that are both top 5 teams, that would probably be the ultimate college football game that sports books would salivate over having.
Wow.
Interesting.
What do you think about Florida-LSU tonight, Todd? LSU now up to a 7-point favorite. A lot of early money on Florida, but it looks like people coming in on LSU now.
Yeah, this number has ticked up a little bit, opened as low as 5.5. And when you look at the Gators, it's a team extremely limited as far as offensive weapons are concerned. They're going to have to try and force LSU to play their brand of basketball and keep the game in the 60s. The one thing we've seen with LSU, though, is do you feel comfortable laying points? They love to get behind in the first half and have these Herculean comebacks. Not exactly a recipe for success when you're laying points. They were pretty lethargic in their win against Georgia, 4-point lead at the half, won by that same number. I think you'll see them a little more engaged here. But as the number continues to climb, I think Florida's live plus 7, 7.5.
Curious about college basketball. When we get into conference tournaments, is there action on the non-Power 5 conferences? Do people get into that part of it too? Like the OVCs of the world, things like that?
You'll get a little bit of buzz, but not really. I mean, okay. The nice part for the OVC is that you get that conference championship typically on that Saturday when all the big leagues are playing out the rest of their regular season.
Yeah.
So it creates slightly more intrigue. Just by proximity for where we are in the Mountain West with that conference tournament here, you're going to get more action on the Mountain West game. Surprisingly enough, even with the WCC, unless it's Gonzaga in the finals, which you've seen nearly every year, that'll be the only game. Nobody's running over men, women, and children about Loyola Marymount and Portland in the opening round. And if I went down this Las Vegas Boulevard, even with the WAC tournament in town, I'm convinced people couldn't name more than 2.5 teams in that league in its current configuration.
Todd Furman, our guest. Two-part question. A, were you surprised to see Machado go to the Padres 10 for 300? And B, what in the world and where do you think Bryce Harper will get?
Well, as a Yankee fan, I was thrilled that the Yankees didn't decide to commit that much money to Manny Machado. We've seen his on-field performance speak for itself, but some of the antics that come along with him and the baggage left a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth, especially from his time in Baltimore and the way he finished out his campaign and got with the Dodgers in the playoffs. I mean, you look at Machado and what oddsmakers have suggested are reasonable numbers for him to achieve, over under 92.5, betonline.ag for RBIs, home run total in the high 20s. I think the Padres knew that they had to make a splash. There were 8 years for $250 million on the table from the White Sox. And the one thing that the Padres have going for them, one of the deepest farm systems in all of baseball, you look at that lineup 1 through 9, they have the hitters in play. They're going to need some pitchers to step up if they're going to be relevant, but I think they're trending in the right direction. For me with Bryce, it boils down to one of two teams. He either takes a shorter-term deal, maybe for more money per year with the Giants, or he goes to Philly with a long-term contract and the ability to put up gaudy numbers in that Bambox ballpark. If I was a betting man, I think he ends up in Philadelphia, and he can go back and haunt the Washington Nationals in the NL East for years to come.
What kind of money is he going to get with his hype train?
I mean, I have to think that with Manny Machado deciding to lose the game of chicken, so to speak, between the two of them, that Bryce's number is going to be in that 315 to 350 range. I'll give you a 10% margin of error. I just don't understand in this day and age, and I hate to give your Cardinals credit, Mickey, why anybody would extend a 10-year deal to some of these players, even in their late 20s, and be stuck with a tail end like the Angels are dealing with Albert Pujols. I'd rather pay more money in the short term, get that productivity, and give these guys a chance to get an extension for another 3 or 4 years if they're still putting up those big numbers in their early 30s.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas. Todd, Tennessee LSU, Vols a slight favorite Saturday, you think?
Yeah, I think they'll open a short favorite in that particular spot. Interesting matchup because we're going to learn a lot more about Tennessee and how they decide they want to play against a upper echelon opponent. Throw out the Vanderbilt game. I have to give the Commodores credit. They shortened the game. They engaged defensively, and that was their Super Bowl. They knew Tennessee was going to be a little bit hungover. I'm very curious to see what we get from those two teams this weekend. I think Tennessee needs the game more if they're going to have a legitimate claim on a number one seed. We talk Selection Sunday in, what, 3 weeks? 3 weeks from this coming weekend.
Hey, let's squeeze in one more since you're on a roll. Le'Veon Bell, granted free agency. What do you think the future holds for him?
I mean, I think he's got to get himself into playing shape. I've talked to a few guys, and they say that Le'Veon Bell looks more like a defensive lineman than he does a running back capable of hitting the hole right now. So he'll need a good strength and conditioning guy. I think Le'Veon's going to have a big payday. It's just a question of what team wants to deal with some of the baggage that he'll bring to the table. I think he makes an awful lot of sense potentially for the Jets, who need a playmaker in their backfield. But again, it'll be very curious to see what teams go after Le'Veon Bell, what teams feel Antonio Brown is a better fit. The 49ers still the favorite to land Brown, where the picture looks a lot more muddled for Le'Veon Bell. Scary to invest big money in a running back who sat out an entire season.
Good stuff, Todd. Over under number of inches of snow for Vegas in this storm?
Well, it all depends. I mean, they're saying at Red Rock Canyon they could get upwards of 6, which means the Western Valley will get 1 to 3. I'm going to set the over under at 1/4 inch in the area of town where I am. All I can tell you, though, is my dog was a little bit freaked out. She's never really had to try and balance on ice going for walks. So I wish I actually had video footage. I figured Don would appreciate it.
Yeah, we need pictures and videos. It is like National Love Your Pet Day, after all, so you can do it in snow and ice.
Which is every day, right, Don?
Exactly right. You know what it's like to have a rescue pup in the household. They call all the shots.
Yes, they do.
Thank you, Todd. Great stuff, man. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, Don.
At Todd Furman, Bet the Board podcast. Really, really good. You can check that out.